Now, 2nd of December, the studio is adeck with beautiful decorations. It's that time of year again. But, of course, everything's different this year, isn't it? Now, Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club's Christmas Market is one of the biggest events in our area each year. Now, sadly, not the real thing, but the Rotary Club are launching Billericay Virtual Christmas Market. And here to tell us all about it is Yvonne Kint from the Rotary Club. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Bob. Can I just say it's great to have you back?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, it's a couple of years since we've spoken,
it
isn't
is.
It? And yes. We used to kind of have regular dates throughout
we
the
did.
Year, didn't we?
We did.
And, of course, now I can't see you because we're not having guests in the studio at the moment because, well, for obvious reasons. But it's nice to hear your voice, so it's great. Now, how did this all come about? I'm looking at my screen now, and I've got a beautiful-looking website up on the screen, and, how did it happen?
Well, basically, we were kind of holding our breath for months, really, like everyone else, in the hope that, you know, this pandemic might sort itself out, and as it came nearer and nearer, and in fact, it turned out we were right, we couldn't have had a proper market anyway. We sort of went back to the drawing board and saw what other people were doing, and we thought, well, let's give it a go, and it's been very quick in the making, I have to say, but we were really, really lucky to get on board. A lovely young man called James Keel, who has got a social media marketing company called Media Joy in Billericay, and he's devoted so much time to helping us create this website that we're hoping to launch today. I mean, there are a couple of teething problems that we're just sorting out now, but we're certainly going to go live today.
Okay.
So between us, we've managed to produce this website, and hopefully it'll provide, you know, some of the entertainment that that'll be missing because we're not having the real market.
Well, yeah. Now, you've given me a sneak preview of the website, and I have to say, it looks fantastic. Mm. It looks like he's done a very, very good job.
Yeah.
You've got some main headings there on the website. Let's go through them. First of all, the stalls. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, we put an appeal out to all our stallholders, that is regular stallholders that would normally be at the market, and they've supported us beautifully. So, you know, we've got, getting on for about 30 or 40 stalls on there.
Yeah.
We've categorised them into alcohol.
that's the one I'm looking at. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, fortunately, that's first in the alphabet.
Well, that's
isn't
right.
It?
We've got Bankside. Bankside Beers, Billericay Brewing, Original Fizz, Lucas Wines as
yes,
well.
Yes, they're new to us, but look very exciting. And then we've got art, so anybody who's interested in buying art generally or Christmas art, I'm sure they'll find something there. We hope to have the charity page up and running because, of course, that's another aspect of Christmas Market that people perhaps aren't quite aware of, that it gives a platform to local charities
Absolutely.
To come and show us what they do, you know, and it's an important event for them, so hopefully this will go some way to making up for it.
Yeah, and of course the Rotary Club itself raises an awful lot of money out of the market.
This is it, and you know, the charities everywhere are suffering, and you know, we're no different. We're the kind of middleman, though, that like to think we prop up some charities, and really this is the incentive for us to get this virtual market up and running. Unfortunately, we can't shake buckets, which is what we normally do at the two entrances to the market. But what we've done is set up a Just Giving page, a Mayflower Rotary Billericay Christmas Market, and the link will be on the website at the moment. And we're just hoping that people will help us help other people, because we've become very conscious that the young people in our local area are suffering. You know, the education is being disrupted. Some are suffering mental health issues, and we're really trying to see where the need is, and we're trying to channel the money that we can raise towards them.
Well, that's marvellous, isn't it? That's really good. You've also got high street shops on there, haven't you? You've got Cultures to Travel and Creatures Great and Small. And there are links to their websites, I assume, aren't
that's
they?
That's it, yes,
okay,
exactly.
Lovely.
Yes, yeah. So, you know, hopefully they will benefit. I mean, we're often told that it's their best trading day, Christmas market day, for those shops that stay open.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, this isn't going to make up for it, but hopefully it'll go some way to compensate for the fact we haven't got a market,
sure.
You know?
Yeah. So how can I Zoom with Santa then?
Well, if you click on Zoom with Santa at the top, you will see if you scroll down, it says book here.
Ah, yeah.
Yep. And then there are various slots allocated to people. Clearly, we don't want people wasting their time waiting to go into the room.
Okay.
But yes, it's Zoom, and then there are breakout rooms on the Zoom page.
Yeah.
And youngsters will be greeted by elves, which is always rather exciting. And then they'll be introduced to Santa and have a chat with Santa. Tell him what they want for Christmas, and yes, it's free, which is, you know, we've always had a free Santa's Grotto, but this year we are asking for donations, and there'll be a link to the Just Giving page.
Right.
Again, not for us, but just so that we can help other people who, you know, are not doing too well at the moment.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you've got to book that before December the 6th.
Well,
I believe,
it's running all day on next Sunday, which is the day that the Christmas market would have taken place, and so yes, they have to book. But the booking's very easy, and the children will receive a gift by email. I mean, I'll let the cat out of the bag. It will be a voucher, because that's the easiest way we can manage it this year, because they always do get a free gift or free gifts when they come to see Santa. So this is our way of making sure that the youngsters can go away with something.
Absolutely.
You know?
No, yeah. I think that's absolutely fine. And you've got a Christmas likes competition as well on there.
We do. We thought that would be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And really all we're asking is that people take a photograph of their house decorated, send us a photograph, and then if they can send it to us by the 20th of December, we'll judge it on the 21st, and there'll be a wonderful Waitrose hamper on the way to the winner. So thank you very much, Waitrose.
Fantastic. Well done. You can also arrange to have your Christmas tree taken away after Christmas.
Yes, and this was done last year, and we helped St. Luke's Hospice last year. We've got a few of our guys who've got vans that can transport them, and I think the hospice made £400 to £500 last year. They're not in a position to do it this year, so we said we'd do it. So the application form is on our homepage, on our website, the Billericay Mayflower website. You just complete that with just a name and address. Again, we're asking for donations, because the money will go directly to St. Luke's, and we hope to pick the trees up something like the 5th or the 6th of January for recycling, yes.
You thought of everything, haven't you?
Well, we like to think so, yes.
Now, what's this about acknowledge a key worker as well?
Well, yes, I mean, we're still working on that.
Yeah.
We're a little bit concerned there might be kind of data protection issues, but we've got a page that, you know, expresses our thanks. There's not a lot more we can do at this stage, but, you know, I don't think it does any harm, actually, to acknowledge all the key workers that have just made this pandemic just about bearable.
Well, hopefully there's some brighter news on the horizon
and
maybe I'll even see you in the studio next year.
I sincerely hope so, Bob. Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Just one other thing, you can revisit past Christmas markets on there as well, can't you? There's
you
some
can.
Videos. Is that what it is?
That's
videos?
Right, yes. Yeah. If you click on BCM 2019, it'll take you to the video of the whole market last year, and also with interesting clips from BOSP, from the street pastors who are working really hard at the moment in Billericay with the food bank.
Absolutely.
Yes, I mean, a lot of people are doing a lot of really good stuff, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Very heartening.
Definitely. Mm. Now, we should mention your sponsors
shouldn't we?
Yes. Go on then.
Because they're so loyal. I mean, I've been doing this for about 7 years now, and they're the same people we can turn to and rely on to help us out. So we've got Anisha Grange Care Homes, we've got Paul Robinson Solicitors, Fisher Jones Greenwood, and Hepburn's The Butcher, who I really miss their food, I have to say.
Okay.
They always supplied us with lovely food at Christmas market Summerfest, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, the food is lovely at the market, isn't it? Don't. You're making me miss that myself.
I think that's the thing we won't be able to recreate.
You can't feed me online, then. No. Okay. Well, that's absolutely wonderful, Yvonne. Thank you so much. Now, the one last thing that we really need is the website for the spoilericy Christmas market, but you've still got...
We're still just tweaking that.
Okay.
It's sort of a test at the moment, but it'll definitely be on the Billericay discussion Facebook page tonight.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah.
Well, what I'll do, I normally put our little chats up on the Phoenix FM website.
Yeah.
I'll wait until...
Oh, really?
If you could let me know what the website is, then I'll include a link to that in the post on our website.
That is marvellous, Bob. Thanks. As soon as I know, you'll know.
That is brilliant. Yvonne, thank you so much for chatting to us, and I wish you every success with this, and look forward to seeing my little Christmas elf back in the studio next year.
It's a date, Bob. Thank
Yvonne
you for the opportunity. Take care.
And you. Thank you so much.
Bye now.